With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The city of Rhinelander is celebrating the start of construction on a new 48-unit senior housing community. The Riverview Senior Housing Development is being built off Boyce Drive behind CoVantage Credit Union. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Developers, contractors, city and county leaders gathered Wednesday to celebrate the groundbreaking of Riverview Senior Housing in Rhinelander. Plans for the housing development have been in the works for nearly a decade. Last year, the developer was awarded housing tax credits to help fund the build from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. But then that developer pulled out, according to Oneida County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Tony Farrow.
This at one time was like a 95% no-go. And this was sometime around Thanksgiving, Christmas of last year, that it was not going to happen. And so then we found folks and we found different people. And actually the people that Crown Court had to with their developer stack has changed a couple times in the last few months. So that's the thing that I don't think people understand, how many different pieces it takes for a development to happen.
Several of the speakers at the groundbreaking ceremony mentioned the numerous partners that made this project possible. Rhinelander Mayor Chris Hannis was one of those speakers.
This is something where we're competing with resources that everyone else wants. This is something where the partnerships here today starts building the groundwork for more housing projects to come in the future.
Construction is expected to take about a year. Of the 48 units, six are set aside just for veterans. Farrow says the affordable housing will factor in incomes.
They're going to have people there that will help with resources to help the veterans and the seniors make sure they can afford to live here.
The nation's age 80-plus population group is projected to double from 14.7 million in 2025 to 29.4 million in 2045. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
Projects approved this week by the Wisconsin State Building Commission include the replacement of a fire response ranger station in Crandon. The $374 million approved includes a variety of projects at locations around the state. In Crandon, the fire response ranger station will replace a facility that dates back to the 1930s era. The governor's office says it will better support the Department of Natural Resources operational needs. The facility will be able to protect forestry, wildlife, and law enforcement equipment and improve emergency response to nearby counties as well. A 26-year-old woman was found unconscious with life-threatening injuries outside a home in Marathon County on Wednesday, and a 25-year-old man was found dead inside. Police responded to the 600 block of Main Street in the village of Marathon Wednesday afternoon after a concerned citizen called 911. Responders got the woman to emergency medical personnel, and she was transported to a local hospital. Investigators believe this is an isolated incident and have no information indicating an imminent threat to the public. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A bridge project will limit access to some trails in Langlade County. The bridge over the Gartske Flowage will be removed starting next week. The Langlade County Forest Administrator says once removal is started, there will be no way to access trails on the south side of the flowage. This is the start of the Gartske Flowage Bridge Replacement Project. Those with questions can contact the Langlade County Forestry, Parks, and Recreation Department. Two products sold in Wisconsin are being recalled as part of a multi-state salmonella outbreak. Impacted is Taylor Fresh Foods Hot or Mild Pico de Gallo, sold at Walmart stores. They contain jalapenos that may be an issue. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says do not eat the product. Instead, throw it out or return it to the store where you bought it. With the money being spent by the federal government on mass deportations, Wisconsin could cover about 94,000 Head Start slots. That comparison is provided by a new calculator released by the Economic Policy Institute. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
It outputs the cost of the Trump administration's mass deportation campaign in any state, county, or city, along with the equivalent value of various social services. The calculator shows deportations have cost more than $3.8 billion in Wisconsin. Gordon Lafer with the EPI says it's shocking to see such a high price tag while so many people are struggling to pay for food, housing, and health insurance.
We wanted to show what the trade-off is so that people understand we could be having all these things that really matter in people's lives, and instead the money's being wasted on this political circus of mass deportations.
The calculator shows with that money, Wisconsin could fund medical care for more than 184,000 BadgerCare Plus recipients. The Trump administration says deportations will restore economic stability and improve public safety. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Results in Democratic primaries in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Connecticut have reiterated that Democratic voters are hungry for change, even as they remain divided over the party's ideological future. Progressives secured a major victory in Minnesota but fell short in Wisconsin, while a longtime Connecticut congressman was ousted by a younger challenger. The results followed similar outcomes earlier this year in places like Michigan that showed an appetite for turnover that cuts across the party's ideological divisions. They also highlighted the growing influence of younger voters, who have been particularly drawn to progressive candidates. The next test will come in November when Democratic nominees must win over broader electorates. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.